from Breitbart.com. 80% of Swedish police consider quitting over migrant danger. Sweden may have descended into crisis, as a new report suggests 80% of police officers are considering switching careers due to the danger they face in the field. The criminal situation in Sweden may be heading for an even worse turn, as this new report has shown that the vast majority of the Swedish police force is so unhappy that they're looking for other careers. Sweden has been rocked by increasing levels of criminality, from sex attacks at music festivals, hand grenade attacks, and violence towards the police in areas populated mostly by migrants. The report states that up to three Swedish police quit every day as they feel the government isn't giving them the tools to tackle the epidemic of criminality, Norwegian broadcaster NRK reports. Swedish Police Sergeant Peter Larsson told the broadcaster the challenges Swedish authorities face with the ever-decreasing number of officers, saying, "We have a major crisis. Many colleagues have chosen to leave. We'll not be able to investigate crimes. We have no time to travel to the call-outs we're set to do. A worsened working environment means that many colleagues are now looking around for something else." Larsson singles out violence against emergency service employees, saying, "The violence against us in the police and the paramedics and firefighters has become much worse. We're talking about stone throwing, violence, fires. It's become much worse in recent years." Tina Svensson, a resident of one of the outer suburbs of Gothenburg, says that crime has reached a fever pitch and police rarely ever arrive. Miss Svensson described a particular incident of violence to the Norwegian broadcaster as an example of her experiences, saying, quote, "There were two guys who were shot with some kind of automatic weapons, two magazines, perhaps. It may not be what you would expect when you're out walking the dog." Miss Svensson said that many people would not travel to her suburb because of the violence and admitted most were scared to live there. Much of the crime in Sweden is linked to specific suburbs in large cities like Stockholm and Gothenburg that generally also have a high population of migrants. Suburbs like Rinkeby in Stockholm have become particularly famous for residents attacking journalists on more than one occasion. Swedish police have accounted for a total of 14 no-go areas in which they rarely venture outside of their heavily fortified police stations for fear of being attacked by locals. The Swedish government has claimed that using the word crisis is a step too far and have promised more funding to recruit more officers. Sergeant Larsson isn't convinced the government, who have a dubious history of trying to cover up migrant crime, is really trying to tackle the root of the problem, warning, quote, "If they choose not to make a real commitment now, it's going to end in disaster. And it's just going to spread, and it's going to come here. And what are you going to do when it's on your doorstep?"